A very excited five-year-old boy was going to take his first flight on an airplane. As they found their seats inside the plane and buckled up, the boy asked his mother, "Are we flying yet?" The mother smiled and said, "No, honey, not yet." He got really excited when he heard the engines starting up loud and roaring and asked, "Are we flying yet?" And mom assured him, "No, not yet, dear." As a commercial plane taxied down the runway, the boy looked anxiously at his mother and asked, "Are we flying yet?" Mom assured him, "No, no, not yet, honey." Finally, the plane took off into the bright blue sky, and the boy's eyes were glued to the windows. And he gasped, "Are we flying now?" And mom answered, "Yes, dear, we are." The boy saw the clouds passing below and asked, "We're flying into heaven. Are we going to see Jesus?" And mom said, "I sure hope not." I sure hope not. Now I'd like to pause and ponder the mother's answer for a moment. The mother's answer is obviously humorous, but it's also serious. Why? Well, because her mother's mind knows what it would take to see Jesus in that moment, namely a crash landing. Under the circumstances, I suspect most of us would have said the same thing. We'd love to see Jesus someday, but maybe not today. Not yet, honey. Ask yourself, what are the things that keep you from wanting to see Jesus in heaven right now? Or put the question this way, what people or things or experiences would you like to enjoy first before you see Jesus that make you want to say, "Not yet, honey"? Maybe you're working right now and you're looking forward to retirement and travel. You want to get a Winnebago before you see Jesus. And so you say, "Not yet, honey." Or maybe you're young or you're unmarried and you would like to get married before you meet Jesus. And so you say, "Not yet, honey." Maybe you're a parent and would like to walk your daughter down the aisle on her wedding day. Heck, some of you probably won't let her get married until she's 50 anyway. And so you'll probably see Jesus before that day. We say, "Not yet, honey." Maybe you'd like to see the Razorbacks win another national championship like they did in 1964. But at this rate, you know what would have to freeze over before they do. Maybe some of us look forward to Saturday football, college game day, more than we look forward to seeing Jesus at Mass on Sunday. And so we say, "Not yet, honey." Maybe there is some family reunion or some vacation or some bucket list item you would like to complete before you see Jesus. Of course, all these dreams and desires are good things. They're even godly things. But should we desire them more than we desire to see Jesus? Or put it this way, when you get to heaven, will you miss these things of earth? Will you have regrets in heaven? C.S. Lewis said this very insightfully. "He who has God and everything else has no more than he who has God only." He who has God and everything else has no more than he who has God only. In other words, when we possess God, or better, when God possesses us, we will not need or want or desire anything else. He or she who has God has everything else too. God is the fulfillment of every one of our human desires, and even the fulfillment of the desires we haven't even felt yet. Sometimes we have an exaggerated idea of earth and only a very homely
opinion of heaven. We don't know the God we're dealing with.
In the gospel today, Jesus answers a Pharisee who asks a very good question. Namely, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus explains that the greatest commandment is the following: "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." In other words, we should not love anything else as much as we love God. We should not love our retirement plan more than we love God. We should not love our future wedding more than we love God. We should not love a national championship more than we love God. When we have an opportunity to love God, we should not say, "Not yet, honey," and pursue other goods instead and first. Again, these things are not bad. Indeed, God made them for our happiness, all these other wonderful earthly things. But He did not intend for us to love them more than we love Him, or to love them more than we love His Son, Jesus. The point is not either or. Either we love God or we love these earthly created things. After all, Jesus added that the second commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. But rather, the choice is both and. Or to put a finer point on it, the choice is first and then second. That is, first, we should love God. And secondarily, we should love everything else. Now, you might be asking yourself, "Father John, what's the difference in all this? Practically speaking, this is all just a bunch of philosophical mumbo jumbo. It's a distinction without a difference." Well, here's the difference it makes. The next time your 5-year-old asks you if we're going to see Jesus, your answer should not be, "Not yet, honey," but rather, "I sure hope so." Praised be Jesus Christ.